Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It's really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. And this show, of course, is produced by my team of very dedicated student interns in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, here at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Daniel's on the board. Thank you for everything that you do. And today on the show, we will have students from our associated student governments at Cathedral City High School and Palm Springs High School to talk about their upcoming homecoming events. We're going to start with Cathedral City. We'll be joined by Palm Springs in a few minutes. I am very pleased to welcome two seniors, Miss Adriana. Is it Adriana?
It's Adriana.
Adriana Ortega. Yeah. I said it right before the show. She's the ASB Executive Secretary. Welcome.
Thanks
for being here. And Miss Angela Vega, and she is the Executive Commissioner of ASB. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, ladies. So October 18th is going to be here in about another month. And you have a pretty exciting homecoming events.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
more than one planned for this year. And it starts with the homecoming parade on Thursday, October 19th, which is like really exactly a month from today. So, Adriana, did I say it wrong?
Yeah, no, you said it right.
Adriana, yes. tell us about your parade.
Okay, so in the parade, well, both of us have been doing this for 4 years, so mm-hmm. it seems crazy that this is our last year.
Yeah.
We were both involved in class votes for 2 years, and then we moved up positions. But basically, it's a really fun time. The floats, everyone's class votes, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors, their floats are represented, and the people who made the floats and helped get to stand in front of their float. It's a really a feeling that's really great because you can see everyone looking at your float, and it suddenly all that time you spent working on it really feels worth it because everyone in the community, it just unifies everyone. And there's also the homecoming queen candidates that go, and they're really beautiful in their dresses and the nice cars that we have lined up for them. So it's a really good time. There's also elementary schools that go, and everyone's screaming their own chants and yelling, and you can definitely feel the school spirit. My favorite part, personally, is when band performs at the end of it, and they do a little performance for us and cheer.
There's like a rally at
yeah.
City Hall at
yeah,
the end
is.
Of the parade. Yeah.
yeah.
And your theme this year?
Our theme, overall theme, is Games, Inc. So
fun.
Sorry.
That's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun. And then the four floats that we've chosen are seniors get Monopoly, so they have a Monopoly-themed float. Juniors have... It is Super Mario Bros. Sophomores have Pac-Man, and freshmen have Angry Birds. So we wanted to do kind of an evolution of games. We do board games, apps, it was like arcade games, and phone apps, and what other one is it?
Video games,
yeah. So kind of an evolution of how the games have kind of
yeah,
evolved.
So the seniors have Monopoly, right?
Yeah.
And... Super Mario Brothers for the juniors,
mm-hmm.
Pac-Man
for the sophomores,
which you guys probably don't even, I mean, were you familiar with Pac-Man before you started this whole thing?
Yeah, we were. I mean,
yeah.
we both are, yeah.
It's old.
Yeah.
It's old like me. Pac-Man was like the beginning of video games. You know, first there mm-hmm. was Pong. Do you guys remember that?
No.
No, Pong was like when you go to a restaurant or a bar, they'd have Pong machines, and basically all it was these two, like...
It was really slow virtual ping pong.
There you go. That's exactly. That's thank awesome. You, Daniel. That's exactly what it was.
Can
it
I just chime in real quick
yeah.
and say something? Juniors.
Oh.
Senior.
You can tell Daniel's a junior. So,
yeah.
yeah and then Angry Birds for the mm-hmm. freshmen, which is, that's a newer,
yeah,
right?
That's the phone app.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We just wanted to stray away from locations. We've been doing
yeah.
locations for so long. We wanted to try something new, especially for our last year. So
yeah, and it'll
like
be fun.
Yeah,
a different experience.
That's really fun. Okay, so then, Angela, tell us about the event the homecoming celebration starts with the parade, of course, and everybody's welcome, and it starts at what time? You guys don't know? It starts at 4:30, I think.
Yeah, around 4.
Yeah, so 4:30, line up on Palm Canyon between, like, Des Palm and, well, it's a little further past Des Palm, like Allen.
Yeah, it's by Mary Pickford.
Right, and then it goes up to City Hall. Well, it's not, it's further down than Mary Pickford.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, like Allen. I think it's Allen. And it goes up a few blocks to City Hall. So line up on Palm Canyon. They will close the road for a while, like about a half hour or so. And then you go over to City Hall, and there's a really fun rally. So and usually the city council people are there, and it's really fun. So then, Angela, what other activities are planned? So Thursday is the parade. Do you guys usually do it on Thursday? Isn't it usually on Wednesdays?
It's usually on Wednesdays, They switch it up this year.
I'm going to have a radio show conflict. We'll have to figure that out. Okay, so so the parade's Thursday. Then what happens on Friday?
So Friday is our big homecoming football game.
Against?
So,
do you know?
I'm not sure yet.
India?
Usually India.
I think it's India.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be playing against India. And that's a great chance for our whole school to get together and cheer on our football team. Usually we have a lot of spirit. We have a club called Black Hole, and they gather around, they bring the whole spirit to the stands. It's a really good experience to get all together as a school. We unite at the football game.
Don't forget the band.
And the band is amazing. Yeah, so they get to play there too. Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, we have these boards that we build during homecoming season, the executives, that we hold up behind the homecoming queen when the homecoming queen is announced, the candidate.
When they get coronated.
Yeah.
What do you mean boards?
Like, so, kind of like, just
they're
like
sizes of like a wall.
Yeah. And we paint them so with the theme, and we just hold it up behind them.
It's a backdrop.
And
it's that's like during the parade, or that's
the football game.
At the game.
Yeah.
Oh,
the football
game. Kind of a cheering section for each princess.
Yeah.
And then during halftime, the floats come around.
No.
Okay. During I've never half-time. Been to the game. Oh.
You should.
So I come to the parade. Mm-hmm. So no floats, but the princesses go around the field, and then
they walk
tell you who won, or do they announce it at the dance?
No, they tell us who won at the football game.
Okay, then Saturday night, there's a dance, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the dance is in the gym?
Yes.
And is there a theme to that? Does it continue with the game theme, or you have something?
Yeah.
We were thinking Candyland for the dance theme.
Cool.
Very
cool. Well, it sounds like fun, and I hope you guys beat Indio.
Yes, we do.
We do too.
Before we run out of time, let's talk a little bit about what else do you guys have planned for this year? Anything
for
you want to share?
Year
for the school year?
Season,
no, I mean just in general. Like, you know, you're planning for the school year. Mm-hmm. So what plans do you have?
Well, we just got back from a leadership camp in Big Bear where that kind of unifies ASB to have a strong ASB throughout the year. We had a blood drive, and we have just a lot of little stuff throughout the year, I feel. Our student store works really well. We have a club kickoff that just happened a while ago where all the clubs get together and everyone signs up for clubs, sports awards nights. And
Very cool. So, Adriana, what are your plans after high school? Do you know yet?
Yeah, I do. Trying to apply to a private university. Stanford is my dream school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I'm going to apply to the rest of the UCs and probably just the UCs, not the Cal States. So.
And what do you want to do? Do you know?
Political science and public policy is what I want to major and minor in.
So do you want to get into politics?
Politics and the government.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You go to law school?
I'm not really into like the law side of it, more into politics. Like the politics part of it, yeah.
Well, you're very well-spoken, so
thank you.
That going for you. And how about you, Angela? What are your plans?
Well, I'm planning to attend UC Berkeley. Well, I want to apply. Hopefully I get in. I want to major in biology, so eventually work my way up to becoming a pediatric oncologist.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome, you guys. So tell me, what is what's an executive commissioner?
Okay. So in my position, I oversee 8 other students. and each student has its own position, ranging from student stores commissioner to athletics commissioner. So for example, student store is in charge of the student store we have at school. They order all the food and snacks we want to have at the student store. And we also sell spirit gear, like t-shirts and stickers and tattoos. And for the athletics commissioner, they're in charge of sports awards. So they get together with the sports coaches and they recognize the sports teams of that season. And there's many different commissioners we have, like special events that are in charge of the blood drive and adopt a family we have.
It's a big job.
Yeah.
Your adopt a family program is very unique and it's wonderful.
It's great.
Yeah, we love doing it.
Yeah, and
it's really rewarding.
Well, sure, and the families really appreciate it. They each homeroom adopts a local family that's recommended by our community liaison. So they're from the elementary schools, and you guys collect donations and then load them up and deliver them to the homes, and that's so cool. It's a really great event, and you've been doing it like 20 something years.
We love doing it.
It's fabulous. So it's you ladies are wonderful. Knock 'em dead. Not that you have that much to do about it, but you do have, it is in your control to have a wonderful parade and dance and rally. So do well with that, and we'll spread the word and get everybody out lining up Palm Canyon.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. Really appreciate it. And we are very pleased to welcome my next guest. So, by the way, you're listening to Learn Something New Every Day here on 1340 KWXY. And we are going to continue with the homecoming theme, but we're moving on up to down the street a little bit. Well, more than a little bit. A couple miles down the road to Palm Springs High School. And their event is actually the week before our Cathedral City High School. It's on October 11th. It is on a Wednesday. And I am very pleased to welcome from Palm Springs High School Senior Class President Laura Petragallo. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Are you related to Gene or no?
Yes, I am.
Is that your dad?
Yeah. And my brother, too. They have the
same
name.
I'm sure it's your dad. I wouldn't know your brother, but Gene used to be in radio, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, sales or on air? I forgot. It was years ago.
I'm not
but
sure.
But he'll remember me. Tell him I said hello. Joan Boyko.
Okay, I will.
So I figured that's not a common last name, so I figured you were relatives. And so Laura is the senior class president, and Angie Rodriguez is vice president of senior class or of ASB?
Senior class.
Senior class. Okay, so we have two more seniors. So welcome, ladies. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And you have your homecoming parade coming up on October 11th. So tell us, Laura, tell us about the theme for this year's event.
So our theme this year for homecoming is Pixar.
Pixar, okay.
And we divided it into different movies. And the seniors are Up, the juniors have Monsters, Inc., the sophomores have Toy Story, and the freshmen are The Incredibles.
Oh, very cool. So that's a fun theme, something a little bit different. All right, so what did you say that the seniors have?
Up.
Are you guys have an exciting float planned?
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
I know,
we definitely do.
It's a little early to be talking about it, but I'm sure it's going to be fun. That's a fun movie.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
I think Daniel wants you to move your mics closer or something.
Lower?
Yeah, we're informal, okay. Daniel. Just tell him.
I'm trying to not interrupt.
I know. You can interrupt me anytime. It's not a problem. Mm-hmm. So how does homecoming work? It's a little bit different in Palm Springs. First of all, it's been going on like forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how long, 20 years. I mean, maybe not that long, but a long time. It's become a tradition not only for Palm Springs High School, but the entire city. And so Palm Canyon gets shut down for more than an hour. It's probably closer to an hour and a half. And you start, they used to swap it out every year. Like once it would start down by like where McDonald's is and Rite Aid, and then the next year it would start on the north end and come down. But I think for the last few years it's just always started down by Rite Aid. So
yeah, by Ramon.
Right. Okay. So that's that's going to be again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it starts out at, I think, what, 3:30?
3:30, yeah.
3:30. And this is a long parade. So this is, you know, if you don't have time to, like, sit for a long time, then go do what I do and go to at the beginning, and then you get to see everybody more quickly. So, right. So, but there's usually, like, close to 100 entries in that parade. Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
Like, 1,000 participants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's
at least,
like, not only, of course, the four classes, which that's a lot.
Yeah.
Very cool floats. You, of course, have the junior varsity and the varsity football team and the cheerleaders and the band. But then you also have all of our feeder schools. And when I say feeder schools, I'm talking about the middle school and the elementary schools. Usually St. Teresa's participates and some of the community organizations and then all of the clubs at the school. So, and then, of course, the city council people and the Board of Education and superintendent. And it's a great event. If you have never been to the Palm Springs High School Homecoming Parade, I should say, you know, it's really become the city of Palm Springs Homecoming Parade, not just Palm Springs High School. The city has adopted
that. Yeah, we tried to get the city involved and excited for it.
And they do, and they are. So line up on Palm Canyon and, you know, all the restaurants, like, get into it, and they have, you know, the patio seating's at a premium. Like, I don't think you have to pay extra, but you probably have to reserve a spot or get there early and order food, and it's really fun, and hopefully it won't be that hot, because sometimes it's really hot. You know, October is very iffy around here. Sometimes it's really hot, and then other times it's really beautiful. So we're praying for beautiful and not sweltering hot, because you guys gonna have to be walking in that parade, and it does get pretty warm sometimes, but it's really, really fun. And then you guys have a party somewhere afterwards. It's not open to the public.
Yeah, we have VIP reception at El Olivo. It's on
is that restaurant new? I know it's a new location. It was always at Melvin's, and Mel passed away, so that's probably why it's not at Melvin's anymore. But I never heard of that restaurant.
Well, one of our ASB students, she's a junior, and her dad owns the restaurant.
Well, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, that works
And
out
it's well. A little change, too, from the usual.
Is it Italian?
Yes.
It sounds Italian. Okay. Very cool. But really, that's not open to the public. It's for the students who are in the parade and the city people and board and that kind of stuff. But I hear it's a lot of fun, so that'll be great. And so then that's Wednesday, and then it's Friday the 13th, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your homecoming game is on Friday the 13th. How do you feel about that?
I'm really excited because at the homecoming game, we'll have about 500 students participating and performing, whether it be band or dance team, or we have individual theater acts and stuff like that.
And we also have cheer during the halftime show. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and at the end, to top it all, we have some fabulous fireworks, which we're accepting donations for.
Okay, how do they donate?
They can give a check or come to our school, and if they are writing a check, it would be out to PSH's class of 2018. And those would really help. They'd come in handy.
Well, yeah, fireworks is
they're kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you guys are raising money for prom and all the rest of the stuff that comes later in the year. So if you'd like to help out, I would love to have your donation. Mm-hmm. That will be great.
I was there for last year's. That was a nice surprise to see the fireworks.
Yeah, that's something different. I didn't realize that fireworks is part of homecoming. That's really cool.
It's kind of become a tradition for us to have fireworks.
That's awesome. Who are you playing, do you know?
We're playing Palm Desert.
Yeah.
Palm Desert. Hmm.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. I mean, that's like, you know, like Palm Desert's considered. I know your rival school is Cathedral City, but but Palm Desert, too, kind of.
CC Pride.
What was that? Daniel? he's using his forearm over here to keep inserting his little comments.
I can't say anything against CC because my mom actually works here. So.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Where's your mom work? Where's she?
She's in the data department. She's Miss Blair, the English teacher.
Oh, no kidding. Nancy is your mom?
Miss Blair's daughter?
Wow.
Shout out to mom.
Well, you know what? Now that I see the face, I could see that. Very cool.
I didn't know Miss Blair had a daughter.
She has two.
She has two?
And a son.
Well, yeah. She's a great teacher.
Well, I knew she had a son.
Yeah, Miss Blair is a great teacher.
Yeah.
So, oh, very cool. So, yeah, you can't. So, how come you go to Palm Springs and not Cathedral City?
Well, I went to Raymond Cree, mm-hmm. and that's in Palm Springs.
Right.
And so, kind of everyone that I knew was going to Palm Springs High School. My brother and sister went there, too. So, we just kind of kept it at Palm Springs.
You know, that makes sense. And sometimes it's better not to be where the parent is. You know, they kind of throw it in your face sometimes. That's a good idea. So, okay, so we have homecoming on Friday against Palm Desert. And then Saturday night, you have a dance?
Yeah.
Is it in the gym?
No.
It's at the Riviera.
Wow. Yeah. So you guys are like... Do you always go off campus for homecoming?
Yeah, we do.
Nice. Yeah. You get a good turnout?
Yeah.
Usually.
Do you carry on the Pixar theme or is it something else?
Yeah, we carry it out and decorate it. Really nice.
Well, for homecoming especially, we want the theme to be really fun and kind of something that everyone can get behind and just have fun with, because our more formal and serious dances are prom. Is mainly prom.
And the winter formal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kind of in between homecoming.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we just want to have as much fun as possible.
I said formal. That's a college term. It's ball, right?
Oh, no, we call it winter formal.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay.
Winter ball is here at CC.
So. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that correction, Daniel.
We
really
do kind of jump between, though. We call it winter formal and winter ball, even though I'm pretty sure it's officially called winter ball.
Okay. In college, they usually call them formals, I think. I'm not even for sure. It's been a long time since I've been there. But they just call them formals at my school. Okay, so what else you have planned that's exciting that is homecoming related or not?
Okay, well, that same week we're going to have the big reunion for the class of 97.
Oh.
And they can get tickets at palmspringshigh1997.ticketleap.com.
1997, so 20-year reunion for the class of 97. Mm-hmm. So now you guys are involved in that?
No, we aren't.
Are you just helping them promote it?
Yes.
Cool.
They'll be having a dance, and all the alumni are welcome to participate in our parade as well. And every year we have about 100 alumni who drive classic fire trucks.
Yeah,
drive the
that's always
cars,
fun.
Or they just walk in the parade, and they can join us as well to the VIP reception at El Olivo on 333 North Palm Canyon.
Well, tell them or you, somebody email me the information when we get closer, and I'll be happy to help promote that. That's my job.
Thank you so much.
That's my full-time job. So.
Thank you.
This is just... an add-on, and a fun add-on, I might add. So, that's really cool. And what else?
For our parade, we have the Palm Springs Power participate, and we also have the Spirit of the Sands, which is our band, and the Desert Treasure. So it's really fun and exciting.
Desert Treasure, is that what the band's called, too?
That's from Raymond Cree. That's the Raymond Cree band.
They have a name?
Yeah.
Desert Treasure? Is that new? I never heard that before. I love it. That's really cool. Our bands are fabulous. And Palm Springs High School's Spirit of the Sands band is, you know, not just Palm Springs High School band. It's the city's official band. And this band is just, are you girls involved in the band too?
No,
we're not.
I mean, it's just, we could spend, you know, a whole hour talking about everything that the Palm Springs High School band's done over. Not to take away from Cathedral City High School's band, Daniel.
Thank you.
They just got back from Australia, which is really impressive. But Palm Springs High School band performed at the inauguration of the second inaugural of Barack Obama. That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty.
Again, not taking anything away from you guys, Daniel. It was just something that was pretty unique. No.
Yeah.
You have to admit that, no? Look at him.
I mean,
you
pretty,
guys can't see him.
It's
but
pretty hard
it's
to
just
beat
like
that.
He won't even like. Yeah. You're not even gonna acknowledge that.
I will acknowledge it, but there are other things that I would like to acknowledge, but don't want to say because I feel like it sounds super pretentious.
Okay, and we'll leave it at that. you are too funny. All right, ladies, anything else for ASB that you would like to promote before I ask you about yourselves?
No, not really.
I know it's early in the year, so, you know, we'll have you back in the, you know, after winter break, so you can talk about what's coming up in the
After winter break is when we have a lot of events coming up, so.
I know. So, and I know it's early, so I'm not committing you to tell me, you know, what schools you're going to, but college plans? You going to college?
Yes, I'm going to college, yes.
Good answer. Okay. And do you have an idea of at least where you're applying?
I'm applying to a lot of, or three UCs, which UC Irvine, Santa Barbara, and Berkeley.
Awesome.
And also San Diego State, which is one of my favorites.
I'm with you. San Diego's awesome.
It's really beautiful. It's a beautiful campus. It is.
My daughter's going to USD Law School. So.
Really nice. And then also going out of California, I'm going to apply to University of Louisville in Kentucky.
Wow.
Because that's where my family's from.
Nice. Very nice. And do you know what you want to do?
I'm not positive, but I want to do something involving mathematics because that's my strong suit and I like learning more about that. I'm kind of leaning towards something in engineering.
Wow, that's great. Glad to hear that. Very, very impressive. And how about you, Angie?
Yeah, I plan on going to college and I would love to go to San Diego State. That is my number one school. I love it so
much. You guys friends?
Yeah, best friends.
Oh, cool.
And I would love to study psychology and criminology. That's something I'm really interested in because I'm not good at math at all.
I'm with you.
Not my strong suit.
Not me either.
So yeah, I'm really interested in that. And I'm applying also to Berkeley and UCLA.
Very cool. Do you know what you want to do with that? Like, you want to be in forensics?
Yeah, I do want to be in forensics.
That's
and
pretty
help
exciting.
Out.
Do you watch like all the TV shows?
Yeah, I do. I love them. Yeah. They're so good.
That's pretty cool. Are you watching Somewhere Between?
No.
This is a pretty cool show. It's on demand because it's a summer replacement show.
Yeah.
So it's only like 8 or 9 episodes. So
that's perfect.
It's over by now, but you can look on demand. It's very interesting.
You can binge watch it in a day.
Yes, you can. I love to do that. It's very interesting. It's on, I think it's on ABC. It's
a
very interesting concept. I don't have time to get into it, but if you like the forensic stuff, you'll,
My mom would love it too.
Yeah, really cool. Patton is her last name. Anyway, Robin Thicke's ex-wife. Michelle Patton? No, it's not. I don't know. Patton's her, but she's a good actress. And it's a good show. Anyway, I digress, which I'm very good at doing. So one more time, Palm Springs High School's homecoming parade is Wednesday, October 11th. 3:30
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
On Palm Canyon, starts at Ramon and goes up to like
Alejo.
Right. Yeah. So line up anywhere along the street there and you will have bird's eye view and you'll see everybody doing their Miss America wave and see a lot of fun floats and just people marching in interesting costumes and usually what happens is your guys' theme is Pixar, so the elementaries hear about that and they usually
dress up
too
and we encourage the crowd to participate as well if they'd like to dress up in costume.
Toy Story
Mike
is Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Girls, thank you for being here.
No
wish
thank
you best of success. Knock them dead in the football game.
Hopefully.
And we'll have you back later in the year to talk about more stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Next week, our guest will be our foundation director, Ellen Goodman, to talk about the foundation's upcoming Desert Glow Fest and other foundation projects. Our show airs each Sunday on AM 1340 KWXY, and our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.